The country team, the South Sudan country team, were as shocked to hear about these allegations as everybody else. Obviously, they took place between 2012 and 2015. So we, the current team, are still looking into what exactly happened. It stands to reason that we wouldn't know the details, given that safeguarding cases are inherently confidential to protect the survivors and witnesses, anyone who reports such incidents. But whilst we're looking into exactly what happened, we'll continue to program as usual and to reach more than 600,000 people with the life-saving assistance they need.
Do these allegations involve local communities?
As far as we can see, no. There's no reason to believe that. However, we do have safeguarding measures in place for communities to protect them against such incidents. So, for example, we deliver trainings empowering women with information about what constitutes acceptable behaviour and unacceptable behaviour, and how they can report such behaviour, whether witnesses, whether people who've experienced something like this themselves.
This report from South Sudan, Haiti and the DR Congo seems to accuse Oxfam of trying to cover up these reported cases. What would you say about this?
So there was no cover-up. There were public announcements, both at the start of the investigation, which was August of that year, and when it concluded, announcing the outcomes in September. Media were invited to those as well. The key donors for the Haiti response were kept informed. That said, in hindsight, based on the more robust policies and systems we have in place for safeguarding now, it may have been handled a little bit differently if it happened now, and more details would have been given. But it's also worth noting that Oxfam Great Britain actually are one of very few agencies that include the figures of how many allegations of sexual misconduct or safeguarding allegations have happened in a year. They include that in their annual reports as practice.
Yes, Elizabeth, you just mentioned that some of this thing occurred between 2012 and 2015. And I'm just asking, what, if any, has been actually done to stop recurrence of such?
For starters, safeguarding is a process, I would say, improving systems. Until there are zero cases, it will always be a process. We will always be looking at how we can strengthen those systems. Most recently, for the Oxfam South Sudan programme, that was last August, where we had an all-staff training, where all staff were inducted on and told about exactly what constituted acceptable behaviour and unacceptable behaviour, how to report, and what would happen, what the process would be if they did report. So that happened in the country programme last August.
And how is this going to actually impact on your operations in South Sudan?
I mean, obviously, we're taking this incredibly seriously. And there is a lot of thought and work that's going into this. But at the same time, we're not going to allow that to stop us doing what we came here to do, which is to reach more than 600,000 people with the life-saving assistance they desperately need.